Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The mother of a 2-year-old girl murdered and thrown into Boston Harbor 2 years ago returns to the witness stand this morning. Rochelle Bond is the main witness in the murder trial of her former boyfriend, Michael McCarthy. The defense is trying to undermine Bond's testimony by focusing on how she's changed the account of how her daughter, Bella, died. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Rochelle Bond says her former boyfriend killed her daughter. Yesterday, District Attorney David Deacon tried to get Bond to explain why she did not call 911. And he tried to get her to explain why she changed her story after police first interrogated her. For example, he asked Bond whether she initially told detectives that Michael McCarthy would not let her leave the apartment after the murder of her daughter, Bella.
I think so.
Was that accurate?
No.
Why did you say that he wouldn't let you leave the apartment until recently?
I felt trapped with him, and there were times where a week or two would go by where he wouldn't leave my side. And most of the time, he'd bring me to the clinic with him, he'd make me go there and back with him. I felt, maybe not physically trapped, but in the whole realm of everything, trapped.
Bond admitted she lied to authorities about where her daughter was in the weeks after the murder so she could keep her apartment and keep collecting money she used to buy heroin for herself and McCarthy. The defense is trying to discredit Bond and to blame her for her daughter's murder. Defense attorney Jonathan Shapiro asked Bond why she did not call for help after McCarthy allegedly killed Bella.
Mr. Deacon asked you repeatedly why you never called 911, screamed for help, or try to get away after you say that Michael killed Bella, right?
Yes.
The real reason you didn't do any of those things is because that never happened. Michael didn't kill
Bella. Michael killed Bella.
Shapiro pressed Bond on why she did not call 911.
And you know that an ambulance could have been there within 5 minutes.
I don't know how long an ambulance takes.
Well, you know Boston. You've lived here a long time.
I mean, I haven't called an ambulance, so I don't know how long that would take.
Well, you know that the response time is in minutes, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But
in any case,
you
didn't care enough. You didn't care enough to try.
Shapiro continues his cross-examination of Bond this morning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.